Hello and welcome into another episode of Slow Burn. You like how I say hello?
I love it.
I address people like I'm talking right to
them. It's so energetic. It gets me ready.
The audience involved feels like I'm just talking straight to them. You know, that's master podcasting right there.
This is why people listen, Steve.
Yeah, you'll know one day when you have two podcasts like me. Anyways, welcome back. Sorry we were gone. Jeff hates the people. I love the people. So I slowly drag Jeff back into doing the
podcast.
It's
not the people I hate. It's you that I hate.
Oh, okay. Jeff just hates me.
But we're back.
That makes a lot more sense. We're back. So we missed three weeks. 3 weeks. Wow. People missed us. Back by popular demand.
Yeah. People wouldn't stop
clamoring.
Attacking us in the streets.
Yeah,
demanding.
We were getting all over the place. Like, people were like, where's the new pod? You know, why isn't the new pod dropped? Where's the Instagram content? We need more Jeff frowning and his family members
more
on
Squid
Instagram.
Game memes.
More memes. Like, where are the memes at? You know, so we've heard it all, people. And we're back just for you guys.
Just for you.
So we want to start this episode like we do the last, I don't know, six episodes, to where we address all the trailers that dropped, all the new movies announced, movies that have just recently come out that we want to kind of shine some light on if you haven't heard of them or seen them or anything like that yet. Obviously, we missed a lot, so this will be a little bit different because we missed a lot of movies.
So many. Kinda,
we were looking at the rundown I create for the episode, and I had to just change it. Almost completely because
pretty
Jeff
drastically
hates me. And so all the movies that I was like, hey, this final trailer dropped, the movie already came out, so I don't know if that really worth talking about the trailer after the movie already came out, you know. Might as well just review the movie. So with all that being said, let's talk about the biggest trailer that just dropped. Was it yesterday? 2 days ago.
What trailer could you possibly be talking
what
about?
What trailer could I be talking about? It is the final trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It reveals a lot more than the first trailer did, I think. I feel like you don't have to, but I feel like it helps a lot if you see both trailers too, because they kind of just reference things from the first trailer. They don't add on to it, which I liked a lot. It's kind of like a new trailer altogether.
Right, and plus they could assume that people had already seen the first trailer, because I believe it was the most watched trailer of all time. So.
Yes, it was. It was, and then I don't know if you saw this. I think I texted it to you, Jeff, when this happened. It had like 4 million views in the first 20 minutes it dropped on YouTube.
I think at one point it was averaging a million views a minute or something silly.
It's insane. Yeah. Insane. And I saw a lot of people at the premiere in LA. They did the premiere in LA of the trailer, which I didn't know they did that. Is that a normal thing?
I don't think so.
Okay, I was about to say, am I not just a movie aficionado enough to know that there's movie trailer premieres that you can go to?
You didn't get
now?
Your invite to the...
I did not. I didn't get my wristband. I saw people with like wristbands going in, and Tom Holland was there doing a questionnaire. Didn't know that was a thing to just show up for. I bet Sony probably was like, hey, or Marvel or whoever, I guess technically.
Maybe
did
both.
This. Yeah, just said, hey, you know what? We got so many views. Let's make more money off of this and make people pay to come see a trailer.
Marketing. Smart.
But, anyways, the new trailer drops and we get to see, you know, kind of the multiverse come together with Spider-Man. We see a lot more Doctor Strange. And then what did you think of the trailer? What were your initial thoughts? What did you get out of it? Any secrets that you saw come from it? You know, anything like that?
I think it's very exciting. We've talked before about how I'm hit or miss on all the Marvel movies. The ones that I do enjoy the most are probably the Spider-Man movies in the Marvel, other than Endgame. I really love Homecoming, so I'm excited about it. But also there's some connectivity as well that I'm not fully going to understand, because I'm not like a diehard super Marvel fan, so I'm not going to catch all the Easter eggs and nuggets and everything that are in every second, every frame that most people are creating all these theories about. So, but I thought it looked great. It's exciting. I hope it's good.
The big question, Jeff.
Yeah.
Are they in it?
They are.
Is Andrew and... I'm blanking on the name. Andrew Garfield.
Oh,
and
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire. Thank you. You're
they're
supposed
in
to know.
They're
Jeff,
in
how many episodes have we done? You're supposed to know when I struggle with a name, you're supposed to yell it out.
I had you. I gave it to you.
So they're in it. You're for sure.
For sure. The only thing... Okay, I will say the only thing that makes me somewhat question it is the fact that it does premiere in the UK 2 days before it premieres in the US, which means it's going to be spoiler city. Like, you better not get on Twitter or Instagram or anything those 2 days.
No.
So that makes me think... that if they are in it, we're all going to know on the 15th when it premieres in the UK.
Super annoying that they did that too.
I didn't really look into the reasoning for
either. Maybe it has something to do. I mean, Tom Holland's British.
Maybe. Who knows?
He has some swing there. I don't know. But yeah, I told you this last night, or I was showing you these this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a deep dive of different theories for the Spider-Man trailer and what people saw, what they didn't, what they think, what's going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of their guesses for it. So I was on a deep dive. a lot of people saw, if you've seen the trailer, at the very kind of, or second to last shot, or I guess the last scene in the trailer, I guess is how you say it. It's kind of all the Sinister Six fighting Spider-Man all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that that lizard is not actually jumping at the Spider-Man you see. And he's also gets hit randomly at the very end of the trailer, or at the very end of that scene.
Yeah.
You're like, what hit him? Like, that makes no sense.
Exactly.
So a lot of people are pointing out they just cut out the other Spider-Men that are fighting in that moment. You obviously see a lot of different spider suits. So a lot of people pointed to that as like, obviously there's a lot of different spider suits.
Yep.
I've seen that a lot of things too. And Jeff, this is an obvious one for you. Maybe I'm just dumb and I didn't see it as obvious that Dr. Strange says he can't control it. They're coming. He can't stop them from coming is what he says. And they pointed out that they just think these different universes are all colliding. So it's not necessarily that the ghosts of Spider-Man's past are just coming back. It's that they are coming back and then their world is kind of colliding with the Marvel universe. So they're kind of morphing as they come.
Mm-hmm.
So you see two different Green Goblins in the trailer. You see two different Electros in the trailer. You see Doc Ock kind of morphing his arms morphing in
exactly.
the trailer.
Exactly. Those are new.
Yeah. So a lot of different kind of things that point to, okay, maybe this is just, they all kind of morph into what would be this Spider-Man's villain. Whereas they start out as the older Spider-Man's villain.
Yeah, I just thought that was pretty obvious before, based on where Marvel's going anyways, like the finale of Loki, what happened there. And then obviously the next Doctor Strange movie that's coming is the Multiverse of Madness. So
yeah, I mean, it is obvious that that's happening. It was just, I guess it just kind of showed that they will put it in this movie more mm-hmm. so than anything else. They showed it without showing it.
I'm curious to see is if this breaks Endgame's record. At the box
office. I think it will, because people have been, you know, we haven't really had, we've had the, you know, we'll talk about Eternals a little bit later, and we had Shang-Chi,
mm-hmm.
And we had Black Widow, but we really haven't had a, you know, a bigger Marvel movie that since Endgame, you know, we
exactly.
haven't had that all culmination, which I think what's going to be the Endgame now is going to be the Ant-Man that comes out, is it 2023?
Yeah.
It's a while.
Quantumania?
Yeah, I think that's going to be kind of the culmination of what they're doing now. Mm-hmm. What is this, phase four?
Yeah, exactly.
So but I think this is the kind of the first start, and I believe this is the last Spider-Man they're going to do standalone. So
yeah.
Very interesting. A lot to break down in the trailer. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. You'll understand a lot of what we're talking about if you go watch it.
Yeah.
But very good, makes you very excited. And I believe December 17th, correct?
Then in the US. December 15th yeah. for our UK listeners.
Yes, yes. December 17th in the US. So let's move on to another Marvel movie that's already come out.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to talk about early reviews when I scheduled this 3 weeks ago. But
yep.
Jeff likes to keep the people waiting, you know, build the anticipation.
Right. Slow burn.
Exactly. Exactly. That's Jeff's thing. So reviews of the Eternals are out. So if you haven't I believe it came out on the 4th, 5th,
yeah.
6th, something of November.
Earlier this month.
So earlier this month, if you haven't seen it, we haven't seen it yet, but we just wanted to talk about the reviews and possibly what is bogging down the reviews so much. So it's a 47% critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes right now. It's actually 80% audience. We talked about this a little bit though, Jeff. Seems to be all Marvel movies will get a good audience score no matter what.
I don't think there's a single one with a rotten audience score.
Yeah,
honestly, maybe one of the Thors, like Thor Dark World, but
Thor
I don't
Dark
think
it's pretty bad.
I don't think there's any. So you can pretty much bank on a Marvel movie getting good audience reviews.
Right.
So, and typically they usually get good critic reviews too. I think is this the lowest one ever in terms of critical.
That's a great question. I haven't looked that up, but it's very possible.
It's between that and Thor Dark World.
47 is very low. So what I've read about it is that it's just you get bogged down by so much exposition.
One star from me then.
Which, as I say, which I know Jeff will absolutely hate, but apparently they're just explaining so much in the movie that you never actually get to build the story because you're just talking about what's happened or how they got here kind of thing. And it seems to be more so about heroes the heroes, the Eternals, in this movie about their feelings.
Yeah.
More so than anything else. So, like, how they're feeling about something. It seems very emotional, more so than a superhero movie, just kind of a dramatic, feel bad for me, I feel bad for humans kind of thing, Eternals thing, is what I've read. That is this, again, we haven't seen it, so I'm just going off of what I've read and what I've seen.
Going next week to see it, so just haven't had a chance to since it's been out, but I am so excited to see it. I mentioned before, I do like Chloe Zhao. I think she's a great director, which, not a hot take. She literally just won the Oscar for Best Director last year. I am surprised that the reception was so negative. You know, I know she did a lot of the shoots on location to try to give it that more dramatic feel. So I was pretty surprised that the reviews were so low, especially at the premiere when, you know, the first tweets and things we were seeing coming out of that were like, oh my, it's so amazing, it's so different, you won't believe it. So I was pretty surprised to see that it got a negative rotten score.
I mean, I'll probably watch it next week as well, so maybe we can give a better review when we get back from Thanksgiving break next week. But I think it's exactly what people are saying. I think it's just bogged down by exposition, and I think we just get a touchy-feely thing, whereas, you know, people wanted more of... I've never read Eternals in the comics, so I didn't even know that they were a thing before this movie came out, so I don't really know anything about them.
Same.
I know I liked Game of Thrones, so Robert Madden... Is that his name?
Richard Madden.
Richard Madden.
And I always Kit Harington.
And Kit Harington. I knew it was Kit Harington. Yeah. Obviously, Angelina Jolie and everything else. So, we'll see. We'll see. So, let's go on another Tom Holland movie coming out in 22. Mm-hmm. So, not in 2021, but in 2022, the Uncharted trailer.
Yep.
That is, for those who don't know, it's a video game. I don't know when it came out, but it's a video game franchise. It's been out for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this movie has been in kind of movie hell for a long time. I think they've
quite a while.
I think they've gone in and out of production.
So many different directors have been attached.
But finally, they've made the movie, and Tom Holland is Nathan Drake in this movie, and Mark Wahlberg is actually Sully in this movie, which makes no sense.
Because literally no sense.
Say, if you've seen the gameplay or you've played the game, Sully is an old man and has a mustache, and Mark Wahlberg neither has a mustache or looks old in this movie. He looks... I honestly, when I saw that they were casting Mark Wahlberg and I just saw the picture, mm-hmm. I thought Mark Wahlberg was Nathan Drake's brother. So I thought, honestly, I was like, that's his brother. Okay, that makes sense. But no, it's Sully, which is just dumb.
Makes no sense.
So I think a lot of people are going to hate this because it does not follow the video game.
Yeah, and I like Tom Holland, but he was not the right choice for Nathan Drake. It doesn't fit.
Tom Holland's just kind of a small guy, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And Nathan Drake is just kind of this rugged, big, kind of muscular guy, you know?
Yeah, it just doesn't fit. And pretty much any movie that Mark Wahlberg is in these days is bad. So also, I don't like the director one bit.
Who's the director?
He is Ruben Fleischer? Not exactly sure how to pronounce it, but he did the first Venom. Zombieland, Double Tap, Gangster Squad. So a lot of mediocre at best movies.
I mean, it's an action. It looks like an action adventure movie. It looks like it's supposed to be. It gives off the feeling of National Treasure vibes almost. Yeah. In that same vein, but they do action stunts that are obviously like video game material action stunts, not real life action stunts kind of thing. Whereas I think that this could have been a really good movie if they did it right.
Yep.
They got the right cast and they wrote it right. But it just feels very kiddish, I guess, is the best way
to put it.
It
really does. Yeah, it feels cheap somehow in the trailer. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you saw the Alicia Vikander Tomb Raider that came out a couple years ago.
No.
It wasn't great by any means, but it was pretty well made.
Seen the
it was
original
enjoyable.
Tomb Raider, but I haven't seen
that. Oh, from way back, yeah. But it was watchable. It was pretty good. And this just looks like it's nowhere near on the same scale or same level of quality. I don't know, we haven't seen the movie, so maybe it's unfair, but the trailer just looks cheap.
Yeah. Well, this is what we do here. We judge the movies by the trailer.
Exactly.
This is what this portion of the show is supposed to be. So another superhero movie. We've got so many trailers to go through, so many movies to go through, so bear with us. I believe this whole episode is just going to be trailers, and the next episode that we're going to release pretty much at the same time is going to have Dune in it, so bear with us to get through these trailers, talk about them a little bit. Another superhero movie that the trailer dropped, Morbius.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, Morbius is a Spider-Man villain. He is a vampire, I guess is the best way to say it. At least he is in the comics, in the cartoon, if you know anything about Spider-Man villains. Jared Leto, it's a Sony Marvel, so it's not in the MCU or anything like that.
Right.
Or I guess it technically is. I don't know how they're doing that. But Spider-Man villain is kind of going the way of Venom. The basic premise of the story is a doctor has a rare blood disease, and he becomes a vampire while trying to cure his rare blood disease. My question for you is, have we gone too far with superhero movies here? We just mentioned a few. I feel like we're running out of good superheroes or supervillains for that matter, and now we're just going to B-minus superhero and villains.
I completely agree. I think there's way too many. Like, the market has been way oversaturated with superhero movies at this point. It feels like that's all they want to pump out. But I wouldn't say the superhero movies in general just need to stop, because, like, I think we're both so excited about the next Batman, for example.
Oh, Batman, so, Spider-Man. There's right. movies that we're excited yeah. about. It's just, I think that they're... Maybe it's a Marvel thing.
Maybe.
I think they're just trying to build the universe so much and add... But I feel like these heroes or villains don't need their own movie.
Yeah.
They don't need a standalone movie, you know? They just put them in another movie and let them have part of that other movie.
Yeah.
Oh, who asked for a Morbius movie?
I certainly didn't. I'm not interested in it really at all.
Like,
I didn't.
I get it. He is a Spider-Man villain. He's been in the comics. He's been in the cartoon that came out in the 90s. He's been in the video games. Get it. But he is just... You would not put him in a top five Spider-Man villain even.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see how people take to Jared Leto, because he was obviously very maligned as Joker in God. Suicide Squad.
Jared Leto is such a weird person.
He is very weird.
Very weird. He's just a weird guy.
Yeah.
So maybe this fits him, because...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be great.
I'm sure he acted like a vampire the whole time, because that's his MO.
Probably.
I'm sure he hissed at people on everything.
I'm sure. He's probably biting people, you know.
what a character. Yeah, not really excited for it. Probably not going to see it. It's very Venom-like. If you it actually references Venom in the trailer. Similar vein in that, where they try to add, you know, kind of jokey comedy in there, and tries to be dark, but it's a vampire. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not excited about it. It's whatever. You know, good. If people are hyped, that's awesome.
That's all I have to say. So let's move on to Ambulance trailer.
Okay.
This is actually, we're not on superheroes anymore.
Woohoo!
Not
Shocker.
On Tom Holland or superheroes
Shocker.
Anymore. So the Ambulance trailer is Ambulance with LA capitalized. If you haven't seen the trailer, heard about the movie, it's a Michael Bay movie. I think that tells you all you need to know.
Yep, I'm out.
Michael Bay, of course, the director of all the Transformers. Just an action guy. Is there any other way to explain it? Explosions.
He's known for, like, you know, this frenetic pace, frantic camera movements, just back and forth. A lot of 360, you know, camera always moving nonstop, explosions for no reason. That's his thing.
Lots of explosions. It's actually, I didn't even know he had his own studio.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I did, because
he apparently just owns his own world. Like, he's just like, you know what? I want to make this. I own my own studio. I produced it. I wrote it. I directed it. You know, let's go.
Dude, nobody can tell me no.
I guess so. Not. How is he still making money off these movies? Who knows? But anyways, the Ambulance trailer, Michael Bay movie, it stars Jake Gyllenhaal and Yahya Abdul-Mateen. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
That's exactly how you say it. Yeah.
Look at me go.
Killed it.
If you don't know who that is, he's in Watchmen. He is, I forget the blue guy's name in Watchmen. You're not going to know either, because you haven't seen it in so long. He's also in the new Matrix coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's about an adopted brother's heist going wrong, and they have to escape the heist in an ambulance. The ambulance has a dying cop and an EMT in it, and they have to evade the cops the entire time with a dying cop and an EMT in their ambulance that they stole trying to get away from a heist.
What a premise.
Yeah, and Yahya, I watched the whole trailer. I don't know if you saw this trailer.
I did see the trailer, yeah.
Yahya Abdul-Mateen's character, his wife is dying. That's why they're trying to rob the bank. Oh my gosh, a bank robbery goes wrong in a movie, Jeff.
Has that ever happened before?
I don't think so. They always go so flawless. And then they grab a... ambulance, dying cop in it, trying to save the cop's life, trying to get away clean, trying to, you know.
Yeah. The only thing that would have
me... It's in LA, too. That's why LA is capitalized.
So it would be next to Crypto.com Arena?
Maybe so, Jeff. Maybe so.
I'm sad about that. Anyways, the only thing about this that I would be excited for is Yahya Abdul-Mateen. He's just so cool.
He's
great
in everything.
Yeah, he was in Us.
He just blew up.
Yeah.
Because he was in the Watchmen HBO series. That was the first thing I saw him in, I think.
Yeah.
Or the first thing I, like, really saw him in. Was he in?
He was in a Black Mirror episode.
Okay, I feel like he was in something else,
too. He was in The Greatest Showman?
Yes, that's
Us,
what else.
Yeah. Aquaman. He's going to be in Furiosa coming out fairly soon.
He's in the new Matrix. He's in this. He is everywhere right now. So
he's great.
You could not get hotter than him right now.
Nope.
And ever since the Lord. Anyways, Anything else to add? Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, I'm out.
It is what you think of it. Yep. When I say a Michael Bay heist movie with an ambulance, and I think that the description tells you all you need to know.
You literally could have said Michael Bay, and that's all we needed to tell. You know, we will know if you're into it or not based on that.
Definitely. But that's that trailer. So we'll move on to a little bit lighthearted, more lighthearted trailer. Mm-hmm. The Lightyear trailer.
Yeah.
So this is Buzz Lightyear's origin story, or I guess this is Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story. What the toy is based on is how I read it. The person the toy is based on.
Yep.
It's an animated movie. Chris Evans is voicing Buzz Lightyear. It comes out in summer 2022. It looks very interesting. Looks very Pixar.
Oh, the animation looks incredible. Next level.
Animation looks great. Looks like a great adventure kind of movie.
Yeah.
Pixar is always the goat, I feel like.
They're awesome, yeah.
I feel like they're the best animation or storytelling animation, I guess.
They're going to find a way to make you cry.
I was about to say, I'm sure it's going to be one of those where it's a feel-good movie, and you're enjoying it, and then all of a sudden you're just going to be in tears.
Your heart sinks, yep.
Yes. So at some point, and then you're going to come back from it at the very end.
Yep.
But hey, I'm in for the ride. So hey,
they've been doing this for 26 years, and it's still working. So
it's still working, but it looks great. Looks very entertaining. Looks very space adventure.
Yeah. Hey, I love sci-fi. I love movies that take place in space. You know, something about it. It's aesthetically pleasing, so I'm going to enjoy it, I'm sure. Pixar, they rarely miss.
Yeah, as I say, we can go on and on about how great Pixar is, but it's a Pixar movie, and it's Buzz Lightyear, the toy is based off of.
Yeah, it is interesting because I thought recently Pixar had said they were getting away from sequels, which this technically isn't a sequel. It's a prequel, I guess, but it's interesting that they're going back to content from before.
I didn't even see that they said that, so that's interesting that they're going away from. I'll have to remember that. Looks good. I'm in. All the way in.
Yep, definitely going
to
see it.
So let's go to The Power of the Dog.
Yeah.
So not as lighthearted. We're back to dramatic here. It's a Netflix Western movie. It's got Benedict Cumberbatch and Kirsten Dunst. I almost said Kristen. It's Kirsten Dunst.
It happens.
Those are the two, I guess, big known actors. Can you give me the synopsis again of this? I know you're the one who pointed it out to me. It's basically like, I know Benedict Cumberbatch is a cowboy trying to make a man out of the boy that his brother brings back with his wife, which is Kristen Dunst. That was a terrible explanation. That was very confusing.
I was waiting on one of your 20-minute synopsis.
Yeah, no, that was very... What I just said was the most confusing thing ever.
Yeah.
So, can you give me a better synopsis?
Well,
than
to
what
be honest with
gave?
You, I haven't looked up necessarily what the movie's about. I just watched the trailer, because you know how I am. I try to know as little as possible most of the time going
in. So, I watched
in.
The trailer. That was my synopsis based off the trailer. Oh, okay. That's how bad that was. So, I was getting your synopsis from the trailer.
It's a Jane Campion movie. She's a pretty well-respected director. This is her first movie, I believe, in 11 years?
Interesting.
She did some TV series. That was her thing for a while, but pretty controversial. A lot of her movies are. So this
looks like it might be controversial. I don't know if you got the same vibes that I did.
Jesse Plemons is also in this movie, and I don't know if he's married to Kirsten Dunst, but they're at least a couple. I know that. So that's kind of cool. Also, Thomasin McKenzie's in it, and she's quickly becoming one of my favorite actresses. She's seemingly in everything these days. All I know about it is it's like a charismatic rancher. It's just evil. And he's like tormenting, like you said, the son or
I get a weird vibe from it. So you said it's very, the director's very controversial. She makes controversial movies. Mm-hmm. I get like that I feel like there's going to be some kind of love affair between, this is what I got from it now. It's just a trailer from Benedict Cumberbatch character and the son of I feel like there's going to be some kind of love affair going on there. So this is the synopsis that you pull up when you look at Google. It says, a domineering rancher responds with mocking cruelty when his brother brings home a new wife and her son until the unexpected comes to pass.
Honestly, that's all I need. That sounds pretty awesome.
I mean, it looks, I mean, I love Benedict Cumberbatch, first of all.
It's so interesting because I actually don't like him that much, but he looks so good in this trailer.
He does. And, you know, he does it's the Western, love Westerns. I know you like Westerns as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I just feel like that's too weird. Like, I have no problem with, you know, LGBTQ movies or anything like that, or that being involved in a movie, but this, the kid in it. It's just like Benedict Cumberbatch is obviously an older guy in the movie too. That would just give me a weird vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily where the plot is
going. I got the vibe. You know what
I'm
saying?
The only thing I know I've heard about this movie is that Benedict Cumberbatch is a front runner for best actor. The movie is a front runner for best picture. And the reviews are just through the roof. People say it's amazing.
It looks like a really good movie, so I hope I'm wrong. And I hope it's just him making the boy become a man kind of thing. Like, he's bullying him into becoming a man.
Yeah.
Because the boy you see several times just doesn't want to be a cowboy or you know, a rancher or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He's making flowers, like paper flowers. He's more artsy and everything like that, which nothing wrong with that. But it just, and then it feels like Benedict Cumberbatch's character is bullying him because of that throughout the movie kind of thing.
Yeah, I could see it being more like an exploration of masculinity and, you know, societal expectations of the time period.
That too.
So that's probably more what it'll be focused on, but I think it's going to be...
You didn't catch my vibe, though? You didn't catch the same vibe as I did?
Not really.
Okay.
In the trailer, but maybe not, though. We'll see. I need to watch it again. It's been a few weeks. I just hope it comes to theaters in Alabama, please. I know it's coming to Netflix, but come on.
Yeah, we didn't talk about this. I actually did this from the rundown. How mad are you that movies just don't come to Alabama?
I don't understand. Like,
Birmingham's not a tiny city either.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Give us movies. Weirdly, though, like, we didn't get French Dispatch. But we have Belfast, and that makes no sense. Yeah. I want to see Belfast. That's awesome. But what?
Yeah, I don't understand things either. Like, I don't understand the movies we get versus the ones we don't get.
It doesn't make any sense.
Like, with the cast that French Dispatch has, and it's not like a limited
premiere
either.
It's Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
What do you do? Like, what?
It's not like it's a limited premiere movie or not a known movie. Like, Parasite, I get. Because it didn't come out for a while, like, pretty much anywhere for a long time.
Right.
Parasite, I get.
Korean movie. Most people would probably be scared to go to the theater
French
and read subtitles.
Dispatch,
I get it.
Very weird. Very weird.
Give it to us. What are you doing?
Okay, let's move on to another movie that is already out, similar to Eternals, but I wanted to talk about it in case you haven't seen it. I know a lot of people haven't heard of it whenever I brought it up. Finch. It's an Apple TV Plus movie starring Tom Hanks. Post-apocalyptic world. Tom Hanks' character basically reboots a robot. There's storms going on, is what I got from the trailer.
Yeah, it was making me think of Castaway, but instead of, you know, Wilson,
it's making me
it's a robot.
Yes, pretty much, and a self-aware robot that actually talks and everything like that. And there's also a dog. Can't forget about the dog.
That's the reason I haven't watched the movie yet, by the way.
You scared that
I'm
the dog?
The dog is going to die. I can't do it.
I'm scared. I'm going to love the robot. The robot's going to die.
Probably will.
Yeah, but anyways, he reboots a AI robot to then. I know he has to travel across the country through the storms to get to other people possibly living or just to survive whatever storm is coming. I got Day After Tomorrow vibes from it with all the storms and everything like that, you know?
Interesting comparison, yeah.
Yeah, that was the vibe I got. And then obviously probably some Castaway with just Tom Hanks being Tom a solo Hanks. Person. So it looks really good. Like you said, I fear for the dog. I also fear for the robot.
Yes.
Because I feel like we're going to love the robot.
Yep.
Because he reboots the robot to protect his dog is why he reboots the robot.
Because I believe he's dying and...
I think he's like, too. I think there's some kind of radiation.
Yeah. So
very post-apocalyptic world.
Wants to keep the dog safe.
Yeah.
Love that.
Wants to keep the dog and try to get to the wherever he's trying to get to.
Yeah, it's directed by Miguel Sapochnik, who did most of the big battle episodes of Game of Thrones. So it was interesting because I would anticipate this being like this huge action movie, but apparently it's a very slow, like subtle.
Slow burn?
Yeah. I mean, I would probably love it. As long as the dog doesn't die, I'm going to love it.
Yeah. Well, so. You know, every movie that has a dog in it that's dramatic is the dog just has to die. I don't know why they do that. Nobody likes that.
Nobody.
Like, I don't even care if you're just trying to make people cry. Nobody wants.
Nobody.
Nobody
like,
wants
we don't
want
to see dogs or cats
no.
die. Stop it.
Kill Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Save the dog.
That's fine. We don't.
Care about Tom Hanks? Save the dog.
Right.
But anyways, that's out now on Apple TV Plus. If you haven't heard of it, you can always go see it if you have Apple TV. I think it's $5.99 a month. So moving on, let's go to one that's out in the future away. Or not actually not that far away, believe it or not. Book of Boba. That trailer dropped probably 3 weeks ago now. So we're just now getting to it. It's fine, people.
Better late than never.
Yeah, better late than never. It's a look at the... I saw it. I get it's a look at the underworld of the Star Wars world. So the black market, the gangs, the whatever else you want to say. Obviously, we saw kind of a teaser for it when The Mandalorian Season 2 ended. We kind of saw a teaser of Boba taking over Jango Fett's position going on. Do you have anything to add to the trailer before I go on my point?
The only thing I'll say is it just feels way too similar to The Mandalorian, which we love. But the thing is, like, it feels like more of the same. I don't know.
Feels like a spinoff of The Mandalorian, basically, just with Boba Fett instead of The Mandalorian. And then no Baby Yoda, which
just
apparently Mandalorian Season 3, I don't think we'll have Baby Yoda.
It will. Come on, don't fool yourself. that's where the money is. Baby Yoda's going to be in it. But it just feels like the Star Wars universe is so rich and so many possibilities, and it can be expanded in so many different ways.
They're sticking with the underworld here.
Like, if you were going to give us Book of Boba 10 years from now when Mandalorian's over, That's awesome. But like, back
how about this? Why don't they just give us Kenobi?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Sign me up, yeah. Please.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. Mandalorian, we both love. Mm-hmm. I think it was great. It's good for all ages. You get Baby Yoda. You get different sides of the Star Wars universe that you're not just keep going in the same path as the Jedi was.
Right.
And everything like that. So great. Started a Western sci-fi movie. Also great. Or started a Western sci-fi series. I wish that this was like an HBO series or, you know, something like that, because I feel like Disney just kiddifies all of this. And I feel like you could make it so much better if you would just put it on HBO, make it, you know, mature.
Give us the blood and gore.
Give us the blood, the gore, the drama, the, you know, the underground nastiness, you know, the terrifying
it
stuff.
It would be
the,
awesome.
That's what I'm saying. That's what
it
I'm saying.
You could have
the Mandalorian be the good one, you know, the good for all ages. And you still love it. There's
Baby
nothing
Yoda.
Wrong with that. Nothing wrong with being good for all ages. But then you could have this, and it could be in the same vein, just darker.
Darker.
Maybe something's wrong with me because I'm realizing now that I like the darker stuff.
Yeah,
I'm
after roasting you. Me.
I'm becoming
this time.
Slowly becoming Jeff, and that's my worst nightmare.
Wow. That's rude, but continue.
But yeah, no, I just feel like Disney, which it's Disney, they have to, but they just kiddify stuff when they could make it so much better.
Yeah. It could be more bold.
Bold.
Yeah.
Go out on a limb.
Please.
It's not like you don't have money to lose, Disney.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's move back to another trailer. That this is probably the best trailer besides Spider-Man. It's coming out very soon. I believe you pointed out to me right before we started the show. It comes out Thanksgiving weekend. So coming up here really quick, House of Gucci.
Yeah.
I watched this trailer. I really like it. Looks very interesting. It's about the story of the Gucci family, which I never even realized the story of the Gucci family that the... I don't know any of their names right now, so I'm not going to try.
Well, are you about to spoil it for me? Because I don't know anything either.
I mean, it shows in the trailer. If you Google the synopsis.
Well, I've seen the trailer, obviously, so
yeah,
go ahead.
And
then.
It also says it in the synopsis. Like, I'm not giving anything away from the movie. I'm not spoiling anything that they have not already spoiled.
You better not.
I'm not. It's basically I think I have it written down here. Inspired by the shocking true story of the family empire behind the Italian fashion house of Gucci, spanning three decades of love, betrayal, decadence, revenge, and ultimately murder, we see what a name means, what it's worth, and how far a family will go for control.
Beautiful.
That's the synopsis. Basically, it leads up from Lady Gaga's character. Don't know her name in the film. She gets married to Adam Driver's character. Don't know his name in the film. Don't know any of their names. Literally none of their names. They get married, and she's trying to basically take over the Gucci family name and make it her own, be successful, do her own branding with it. She eventually hires an assassin to kill Adam Driver's character. That is not a spoiler. They reveal that.
She does not consider herself an ethical person, but she is fair.
Yes.
Says it in the trailer.
Exactly. Exactly. and then obviously you see just so much drama and the family not fitting together, working together throughout, and then eventually leading to her, for some reason, I don't know why, haven't seen the movie, don't know the story, killing Adam Driver's character, who she was married to, how she got into the Gucci family, because she's not, wasn't born into the Gucci family. Looks very interesting. Mm-hmm. Looks very dramatic. Another Jared Leto spotting.
It doesn't look anything like Jared Leto.
Like
Jared what? Leto.
No, I would have never recognized that being Jared Leto in 1,000 years.
No.
Also starring, obviously, I've talked about him, Adam Driver, Al Pacino, Jeremy Irons, and Salma.
Dude, I just want to say, Al Pacino makes me laugh in the trailer every time. You know when he moms the word me? Like, he doesn't say it, but he's like, when the cops are there, he's like, me? It makes me laugh every time.
He looks great in this movie. He's obviously an insanely good actor, but he looks hilarious in this movie. You had a point, which I didn't even notice. This is also directed by Ridley Scott.
Yep, I was about to say that.
I love Ridley Scott as well. You pointed this out in the trailer. You hate Lady Gaga's accent.
I mean, it cannot be accurate, right? It sounds, I'm no expert, but it sounds like Russian to me.
So I pointed this out to you when you mentioned that to me. She actually had an article come out in a magazine, I don't know what, maybe Empire or something like that.
To defend her.
I'm defending her.
No, I'm saying this article was defending her.
It wasn't defending her. It was just talking about this movie coming out because Lady Gaga has gone from, you know, music star to actress all of a sudden.
In one of the biggest movies of the year,
In one of the biggest movies of the year, and then obviously she was in
Star is Born,
and that blew up for
her. An American Horror Story.
Speaking of Star is Born, I saw, you know, obviously her and Bradley Cooper started dating or something.
Oh, really?
That. Yeah.
Oh, good for them.
Bradley Cooper, like, broke up with his fiance.
Sad.
I think she divorced her husband or broke up with him. Her fiance, boyfriend, long-term boyfriend. And they were dating. Some weird Hollywood drama.
Yeah.
This is a completely branch off here, but I saw, like, there was a... Her and Adam Driver were doing publicity for the movie together, and they, like, made sure to, like, never, like, look at each other or touch or anything like that. And it was, like, people making fun of it. It was, like, Lady Gaga's making sure there's no rumors this time.
Yep, none.
So, anyways, she talks about her accent and how she practiced for it. She apparently visited Italy and studied in hours and hours and hours, and she said that she was, like, 6 months leading up to this, or maybe during the filming, like, right before it and during the filming, she kept that accent the whole time. Like, she never changed. She never talked normal. She wanted to make sure she sounded like it the whole time. She said that different points in the movie, she wanted to sound different parts of Italy, southern, northern, because if you know anything about Italy, the southern Italian accent is very different from the northern Italian accent. And vice versa. So that was
what she said.
She stayed in the accent. She pulled a Jared Leto. She stayed in character the whole time.
Well, I trust her to do her research, and I would trust Ridley Scott with my life. So if he if he let her do that accent, it must be true.
Tell me some good. Give the people Ridley Scott movies.
First of all, he just had a movie come out a month and a half ago called The Last Duel, which liked.
Yep, we haven't talked about it yet. We will do an episode on it.
Yeah,
because I haven't seen it yet, but we will do an episode.
I really liked it. He's also most well known for Gladiator and Blade Runner and Alien.
There you go. That was Ridley Scott. Very famous director. Very good director. Looks like a really good movie, and it's coming out next weekend. So I'm going to tune in. So
same.
You should too. and that, I believe, wraps up all of our trailers.
Did you want to touch on
Red
Notice?
Oh, no, I did. Yes. That was the last one. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Last one, not a trailer, but it did drop, I believe, last week? Last weekend, Friday.
On Netflix, yep.
Dropped on Netflix. Yeah, I think it was in theaters 2 weeks before that, but it dropped on Netflix, which probably nobody saw in theaters because it was coming on Netflix. Everybody has Netflix.
Right.
Red Notice. It is The Rock, Gal Gadot, and Ryan Reynolds movie out on Netflix, heist movie. It's gotten terrible reviews.
So you've seen it now, right?
I have seen it.
Can you tell me the reviews I've seen say Lady Gaga looks great,
Ryan Reynolds is hilarious. Gal Gadot.
Wait, what did I say?
You said Lady Gaga.
Gal Gadot looks great, Ryan Reynolds hilarious, and the rest of it sucks.
Yes, pretty much. Pretty much so. It is, if you go into it thinking about, I told this to Jeff, thinking about Jumanji, the new Jumanjis, that vein, because it's got The Rock.
Yeah.
That's what it makes me think of. And think of it as kind of a goofy heist movie. Like, it's just trying to be... I feel like it almost tries to be goofy, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not trying to be serious and dramatic and everything. It's trying to be a little goofy, trying to be a little... I feel like it tries to be cheesy, you know? Like, it's not trying to be, you know, this epic.
Right, it's not meant to be high art by any means.
No, and I think that everybody going into the movie was thinking that. But I saw the reviews before I saw it, so I'm going in not thinking it's going to be a great movie. There's plot holes, there's, you know, different things, there's way too convenient factors, you know, kind of thing like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're falling out of a window, but, oh, look, there just happens to be a trash chute beneath me, I'll just jump beneath that kind of thing,
exactly.
You know? Has that vein in it. Ryan Reynolds, hilarious. I feel like every movie he's in, he just writes his own dialogue now. He's just playing himself.
The same character every single time.
Plays the same character.
Himself.
Plays the same character, and, yeah. If you go into it thinking that way... It is not a bad movie. It's not a bad one of those movies. You go into it thinking that it's just going to be this great heist movie that's new, and it's not good at all.
Can I tell you the director's name?
Sure.
It's the dumbest name I've ever heard.
Is it Ryan Reynolds?
No. Rawson Marshall Thurber.
Nice.
What kind of name is that?
I don't know. I don't know. If you think of it also in this movie, it's a heist movie. If you think of every heist movie ever, it's just copying every heist movie
ever. But it's not as good.
Again, if you go into it thinking of a goofy comedy, it's good.
Yeah.
Or it's good for that. If you go into it thinking anything else, you're not going to like it. Jeff's out. Jeff is 100% out. He doesn't even like Ryan Reynolds.
No, I don't.
People roast him. Roast him wherever you can for not liking Ryan Reynolds.
I don't hate him. He's just like, I don't know. I feel like he's overrated. He plays the same character every single movie.
It's a great character.
But
if it ain't broke, don't fix it, Jeff.
I guess. I guess.
You don't think Ryan Reynolds is funny?
I'm not saying he's not funny. I mean, he's obviously funnier than we are, but like...
Debatable. He hasn't heard the Slow Burn podcast. He doesn't know how funny we are.
This is like asking if LeBron James was good at basketball, right? Like, obviously. Obviously, he's funny. He wouldn't be where he is, but I don't know. It's just like, I don't really connect with his sense of humor. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just a loser.
I guess so. But that will wrap up our trailers and everything else for this section of the podcast, this episode. So it was a very long episode, long and drawn out, but we wanted to address all these movies, talk about all these movies that are coming out, have already come out, or whatever else, give the people what they want,
right?
Which is our opinion on movies.
Right.
I know that's what everybody wants.
Duh. That's all they want. That's why they're tuning into our feed every single day.
Yes.
Where's the episode?
That'll wrap up this episode. Tune in next episode, probably drop in a day or two after this episode. Dune. We will talk about Dune finally. It's been out for so long. Hopefully everybody's seen it, so now we can fully spoiler it, not worry about anything.
Yeah.
We're going to anyways, but now you've seen it already, so now it doesn't matter. But
right.
Yes, tune in for Dune next episode.